Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children.
Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. If this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. Today I would like to start out by reading you something that I wrote in my journal or my notebook that I keep notes in. Back on February 24th, 2018, I woke up on Shabbat morning with the date of November 12th, then back up 10 days to November 2nd in my mind. It wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision, I don't know what it was, I just woke up with November 12th, then back up 10 days to November 2nd on my mind. So, I wrote it down in my journal, and I went and looked on the biblical calendar to see what this November 12th and 2nd would be. November 12th is the 4th of Kislev, and November 2nd is Chesvan 24, the day after Chesvan 23. Now, I'm recording this program on November 3rd, the day after my November 2nd date that I woke up with. So November 2nd being the 4th of Kislev, I went to the Bible to see what significance there might be to the 4th of Kislev, and found out that Zechariah's prophecies of Zechariah chapter 7 through 14 regarding the restoration of the remnant was given to Zechariah on the 4th of Kislev, or the 4th day of the 9th month, which this year will be November 12th, the date that I woke up with on my mind. Then November 2nd, back up 10 days, is Chesvan 24, the day after Chesvan 23, when the defiled stones of the temple were removed. So, on November 2nd, I decided to look at the news and see what was going on to see if there was anything to these dates. The first story that I saw was the story of the snake coming out of the rocks on the Western Wailing Wall after the dove flew away. And, of course, there's a lot of speculation from the mystic Jews as to what this might mean, and that it has something to do with the coming of Mashiach, according to the mystic Jews, which normally I wouldn't take and put too much weight upon, except that I woke up with these dates on my mind, and the first thing that I see on the November 2nd news is the fact that this snake came out of the wall. And guess what day it came out? It didn't come out of the wall on November 2nd. It came out of the wall on November 1st, and we were just getting the reports of it on November 2nd. So November 1st, of course, again, was Chesvan 23 this year, and in the Bible, that's when the defiled stones of the temple were removed. Interesting. So anyway, with that in mind, I thought I would go ahead and read Zechariah's prophecies for you today from Zechariah 7 through 14, which were given to him on the 4th of Kislev, or the 4th of the 9th month, which this year would be November 12th, the day I woke up with in my mind on Shabbat on February 24th, 2018. If for no other reason, it just gives me a good excuse to read these great prophecies in Zechariah. Perhaps they have to do with our day, perhaps they don't, but they're worth reading nonetheless. Zechariah 7. And in the fourth year of King Darawash, it came to be that the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah on the 4th of the 9th new moon, Kislev. Now Bethel had sent Sharister with Regem-Melech and his men to pray before Yahweh, speaking to the priests who belonged to the house of Yahweh of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, "Should I weep in the fifth new moon and fast as I have done for many years?" Then the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, "Speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, when you fasted and lamented in the fifth and seventh months all these 70 years, did you truly fast for me, for me? And when you ate and when you drank, was it not for those eating and for those drinking? Are these not the words which Yahweh proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited in safety, and the south and the low country were inhabited? And the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, saying, thus said Yahweh of hosts, execute true, right ruling. Show loving commitment and compassion everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the stranger or the poor, and do not plot evil in your hearts against one another. But they refused to listen, and they shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears from hearing. And they made their hearts like flint against the Torah and the words which Yahweh of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great wrath came from Yahweh of hosts, and it came to be, as he called, and they did not hear. So let them call, but I shall not hear, said Yahweh of hosts. And I scattered them with the storm, wind among all the nations which they had not known. And the land was laid waste behind them, no one passing through or returning, for they made the pleasant land a waste. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, I shall be jealous for Zion with great jealousy. With great wrath I shall be jealous for her. Thus said Yahweh, I shall return to Zion, and I shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called City of the Truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the set-apart mountain. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Again old men and old women shall dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. And the streets of the city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, If it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in my eyes, declares Yahweh of hosts. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, See, I am saving my people from the land of the sunrise and from the land of the sunset, and I shall bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I shall be their Elohim, in truth and in righteousness. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Let your hands be strong, you who are listening in these days to the words from the mouth of the prophets. Of the day the foundation was laid for the house of Yahweh of hosts, the Hekal that was to be rebuilt. For before these days there was not a wage for a man, nor a hire for beast, and there was no peace for him who went out or came in, because of his enemies. And I set all men one against another. But now I am not as in the former days to the remnant of this people, declares Yahweh of hosts, because of the sowing of peace the vine does give its fruit, the ground does give her increase, and the heavens do give their due. And I shall cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these. And it shall be, as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Yehuda and house of Israel, so I shall save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong. For thus said Yahweh of hosts, As I proposed to do evil to you when your fathers provoked me, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I did not relent, so again in these days I have proposed to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Do not fear. These are the words you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and right ruling, for peace is in your gates. And do not plot evil in your heart against another, and do not love a false oath. For all these I hate, declares Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, The fast of the fourth, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth months are to be joy and gladness and pleasant appointed times for the house of Yehuda, and they shall love the truth and the peace. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Peoples shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of the one go to another, saying, Let us earnestly go and pray before Yahweh, and seek Yahweh of hosts. I myself am going. And many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before Yahweh. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, In those days 10 men from all languages of the nations shall take hold, yes, they shall take hold of the edge of the garment of a man, a Yehudi, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. The message of the word of Yahweh against the land of Hadrach and Damascus, its resting place, when the eye of man and all the tribes of Israel are on Yahweh, and Hamath also borders on it, Sor and Sidon, though they are very wise, for Sor built herself a tower, heaped up silver like the dust, and gold like the mud in the streets. See, Yahweh shall dispossess her, and he shall strike her power in the sea, and she shall be consumed by fire. Ashkelon sees it and fears, Aza too, writhing in anguish, and Ekron, for her expectation has dried up, and the king shall perish from Aza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And a Mamzer shall settle in Ashdod, So I shall cut off the pride of the Philistines, and shall take away his blood from his mouth, and the abominations from between his teeth. And he, the Mamzer, shall remain, even he, to our Elohim, and he shall be like a leader in Yehuda, and Ekron like a Jebusite. And I shall encamp around my house against an army, against him who passes by and him who returns, so that no oppressor passes through them again, for now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! See, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and endowed with deliverance, humble and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I shall cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations, and his rule from sea to sea, and from river to the ends of the earth. And you, because of the blood of your covenant, I shall send your prisoners out of the pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of the expectation. Even today I declare that I return double to you, for I shall bend Yehuda for me. I shall fill the bow with Ephraim, and I shall stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and I shall make you like the sword of a mighty man. And Yahweh shall appear for them, and his arrows go forth like lightning, and the Master Yahweh sound with the shofar, and he shall go with whirlwinds from the south. Yahweh of hosts shall shield them, and they shall devour and trample on slingstones, and they shall drink, roar as if with wine, and they shall be filled like basins, like the corners of the slaughter place. And Yahweh their Elohim shall save them in that day, as the flock of his people, for the stones of a diadem sparkling over his land. For what goodness is his, and what comeliness is his? Grain make the young men thrive, and new wine the maidens. Ask Yahweh for rain in the time of the latter rain, Yahweh who makes storm clouds, and he gives them showers of rain, the plants in the field, to everyone. For the household idols spoke emptiness, the diviners saw falsehood, and relate dreams of deceit. They comfort in vain. Therefore they have wandered about like sheep. They are afflicted, for there is no shepherd. My wrath burns against the shepherds, and I lay a charge against the leaders, for Yahweh of hosts shall visit his flock, the house of Yehuda, and make them like his splendid horse in battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together, and they shall be like mighty men, who trampled down the mud of the streets in the battle, and they shall fight because Yahweh is with them, and the riders on horses shall be put to shame. And I shall make the house of Yehuda mighty, and save the house of Joseph, and I shall bring them back, because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not pushed them aside. For I am Yahweh their Elohim, and I answer them. And Ephraim shall be as a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. And their children shall see and rejoice, their heart exulting in Yahweh. I shall whistle for them and gather them, for I shall ransom them. And they shall increase as they once increased. Though I sow them among peoples, they shall remember me in places far away. And they shall live together with their children, and they shall return. And I shall bring them back from the land of Mitzrayim, and gather them from Assyria, and bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, until no more room is found for them. And he shall pass through the sea of distress, and strike the waves of the sea, and all the depths of the river shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt be taken away. And I shall make them mighty in Yahweh, so that they walk up and down in his name, declares Yahweh. Open your doors, O Lebanon, and let fire devour your cedars. Howl, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty are ravaged. Howl, O oaks of Bashan, for the dense forest has come down. Listen, the howling of shepherds, for their splendor is ravaged. Listen, the roaring of lions, for the pride of the Jordan is ravaged. Thus said Yahweh my Elohim, feed the flock of slaughter, whose owners kill them and feel no guilt. And their sellers say, blessed be Yahweh, for I have become rich, and their own shepherds do not spare them. For I shall no longer spare the inhabitants of the land, declares Yahweh. But see, I am delivering up mankind, each one into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they shall crush the earth, but I do not deliver from their hand. So I shepherded the flock meant for slaughter,
the truly poor of the flock, and I took for myself two staffs, the one I called Pleasantness, and the other I called Unity, and I shepherded the flock. Then I sent off the three shepherds in 1 month, for my being despised them, and their being also loathed me. So I said, I am not shepherding you. Let the dying die, and the straying stray, and let those who are left eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff, Pleasantness, and cut it in two, to break the covenant which I had made with all the peoples. So it was broken on that day, and the poor of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of Yahweh. And I said to them, If it is good in your eyes, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And Yahweh said to me, Throw it to the potter, the splendid price at which I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of Yahweh for the potter. Then I cut in two my other staff, Unity, to break the brotherhood between Yehuda and Israel. And Yahweh said to me, Take again the implements of a foolish shepherd, for look, I am raising up a shepherd in the land who does not visit those straying, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand, but he does eat the flesh of the fat and tear off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd forsaking the flock! Let a sword be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall wither and his right eye shall be dimmed. The message of the word of Yahweh against Israel. Yahweh stretching out the heavens and laying the foundation of the earth and forming the spirit of man within him declares, See, I am making Jerusalem a cup of reeling to all the people all around, and also against Yehuda, and it is in the siege against Jerusalem. And in that day it shall be that I make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all the peoples. All lifting it are severely injured, and all the nations of the earth shall be gathered against it. In that day, declares Yahweh, I strike every horse with bewilderment, and its rider with madness. And on the house of Yehuda I open my eyes, but every horse of the peoples I strike with blindness. And the leaders of Yehuda shall say in their heart, The inhabitants of Jerusalem are a strength to me, through Yahweh of hosts their Elohim. In that day I make the leaders of Yehuda like a firepot among trees, and like a torch of fire in the sheaves, and they shall consume all the peoples all around, on the right and on the left. And Jerusalem shall dwell again in her own place, in Jerusalem. And Yahweh shall save the tents of Yehuda first, so that the comeliness of the house of David and the comeliness of the inhabitants of Jerusalem would not become greater than that of Yehuda. In that day Yahweh shall shield the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David like Elohim, like the messenger of Yahweh before them. And it shall be in that day that I seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I shall pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of favor and prayers. And they shall look on me whom they pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one who mourns for his only son. And they shall be in bitterness over him as a bitterness over the firstborn. In that day the mourning in Jerusalem is going to be great, like the mourning at Hadad Ramon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every clan by itself, the clan of the house of David by itself, and their women by themselves, the clan of the house of Nathan by itself, and their women by themselves, the clan of the house of Levi by itself, and their women by themselves, the clan of Shimei by itself, and their women by themselves, and all the rest of the clans, every clan by itself, and their women by themselves. In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. And it shall be in that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, that I cut off the names of the idols from the earth, and they shall be remembered no more. And I shall also remove the prophets and the unclean spirit from the earth. And it shall be, when one prophesies again, then his father and mother who brought him forth shall say to him, You shall not live, because you have spoken falsehood in the name of Yahweh. and his father and mother who brought him forth shall pierce him through when he prophesies. And it shall be in that day that the prophets shall be ashamed, every one of his vision when he prophesies, and not put a hairy robe on in order to deceive, but shall say, I am no prophet, I am a farmer, for a man sold me as a slave in my youth. And one shall say to him, What are these wounds in your hands? And he shall say, Because I was struck at home by those who love me. O sword, awake against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, declares Yahweh of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and let the sheep be scattered. But I shall turn my hand upon the little ones, and it shall be throughout all the soil, declares Yahweh, that 2/3 therein are cut off and die, and 1/3 is left therein. And I shall bring the third into fire, and refine them as silver is refined, and try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I shall answer them. I shall say, This is my people, while they say, Yahweh is my Elohim. See, a day shall come for Yahweh, and your spoil shall be divided in your midst. And I shall gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem, and the city shall be taken, the houses plundered, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into exile, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And Yahweh shall go forth, and he shall fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two, from east to west, a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of my mountain, for the valley of the mountains reaches to its all. And you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Yehuda. And Yahweh my Elohim shall come, all the set-apart ones with him. And in that day it shall be, there is no light, it is dark. And it shall be one day which is known to Yahweh, neither day nor night, but at evening time there shall be light. And in that day it shall be that living waters flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea, in summer as well as in winter. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one. All the land shall be changed into a desert plain, from Geba to Ramon, south of Jerusalem. And she shall be raised up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, and the corner gate, and from the tower of Hanael to the winepresses of the king. And they shall dwell in her, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this is the plague with which Yahweh plagues all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall decay while they stand on their feet, and their eyes decay in their sockets, and their tongues decay in their mouth. And it shall be in that day that a great confusion from Yahweh is among them, and every one of them shall seize the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against his neighbor's hand. And Yehuda shall fight at Jerusalem as well. And the wealth of all the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and garments in great quantities. So also is the plague on the horse and the mule, on the camel and on the donkey, and on all the cattle that are in those camps, as this plague. And it shall be that all who are left from all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year, to bow themselves to the King Yahweh of hosts, and celebrate the festival of Sukkot. And it shall be that if any one of the clans of the earth does not come up to Jerusalem to bow himself to the King Yahweh of hosts, on them there is to be no rain. And if the clan of Egypt does not come up and enter in, then there is no rain. And on them is the plague with which Yahweh plagues the nations who do not come up to celebrate the festival of Sukkot. This is the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to celebrate the festival of Sukkot. In that day, set apart to Yahweh shall be engraved on the bells of the horses, and the pots in the house of Yahweh shall be like the bowls before the slaughter place. And every pot in Jerusalem and Yehuda shall be set apart to Yahweh of hosts, and all those who slaughter shall come and take them and cook in them, and there shall no longer be a merchant in the house of Yahweh of hosts in that day. So all of those prophecies is one great big prophecy from chapter 7 of Zechariah through the end of the book of Zechariah through chapter 14. And this whole vision, this whole prophecy was given to Zechariah on one day, on the 4th of the 9th new moon, the month of Kislev, which this year is the 12th of November. If you tuned in late, or there's someone you would like to share this or any of our other messages with, you can download them all for free from our website at www.hiswordheals.com. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
O Yahweh, how great are your works!